Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Pete and the Rooster with you until 5:45. College basketball coming your way tonight. Georgetown and Navy right here on 106.7 The Fan. Rich Votkin will have the call. Voice of the Hoyas. Should be a very competitive game coming up this evening between those two sides. Navy off to a 2-1 start. The Hoyas won their opener last Wednesday versus UMBC. One game in progress right now. Texas Shaka Smart, who is as bald as I've been. Chris, he grew his hair out. And it looks different. He looks a lot different, almost to the point where you almost wonder if he went and got the hair plugs or something like that. Because he went from being, stone cold bald like me to having a full head of hair. And maybe it'll help him turn Texas around.
I got to take a look at this because I did not see a picture of him with a full head of hair. I've only seen him basically, like you said. Well, you, Pete.
Yeah. Like me.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't mind being bald. It's cool.
But, I would tell you this. They say bald is beautiful. Maybe, like you said, he's trying to use it for karma reasons or whatever to turn things around before he gets fired down there. But the bottom line is, I don't know if that's going to change necessarily anything. Here's one thing I know. In order to get me to do a better radio show, CK is going to have to do a lot more than tell me to grow hair back, because there's one thing the Rooster does not do, Pete, and that's long hair.
Well, you have to admit, Chris, bald is beautiful. You got to tell me, I'm beautiful.
I'm a handsome, bald man. Well, I didn't say you're beautiful. I said bald is beautiful, and I was hoping you would take that as a compliment without me having to say it.
Made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I appreciate that. By the way, the Washington football team bringing back Tamon Paris, also
yes,
tackle Rick
I
Leonard.
Saw that.
To the practice squad.
Oh, I just saw a picture of his hair. How about that?
I mean, is that's Whoa. Like going, that's one, that's from one extreme to the other. It's not like he's just let kind of like a coating, you know, over the top. He's got the full head of hair.
Yeah, man. I don't like it at all. Do you?
I don't care.
I mean.
If I wanted to grow my hair out, I could not grow what he has going on up there.
Yeah. I don't
no,
like it. I don't like
Not
it.
Me.
Shaka better do something else other than growing his hair out. But you mentioned back to the Washington football team. Tamon Paris is back. I remember in training camp, Pete, they didn't want to lose him. And they, of course, let him go, right? Sometimes you have to do that. There's only so many roster spots. And he immediately caught on with Atlanta. I don't even think he cleared waivers. I think Atlanta claimed him on waivers, if memory serves me correct, he was one of the first ones snatched up, and now obviously he's back. So this also makes me a little bit worried. I mean, A, it makes you think, you know, again, Jaron Christian's not coming back, number one, this year, and probably, I don't want to say never again, but maybe not even next year, number one. And number two, you know, you still have something to worry about here with Cornelius Lucas, who this time off should help him, right? He was limited in practice all week last week. He should be okay. But we all know that with a short week coming up, right, if something happens to Cornelius Lucas on Monday, or God forbid, Morgan Moses or David's, you need a tackle in the building.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When they signed him as an undrafted free agent out of Stony Brook, I actually liked him every bit as much, if not more, a prospect as Jaron Christian, because I thought Christian was just way overdrafted at that point. In fact, this year, he was just recently, Tamon was just recently released by Cleveland. Bill Callahan had brought him in there this season. So
he went from Atlanta to Cleveland. Is that what happened? Okay,
it's good for him to get back in the building here, because you know I think the guy has some potential as a player. Maybe even if it's just a swing tackle as a backup for a few years, I think he at least brings you that kind of potential right now, and we'll see if he can stick this time around. But as we said, they brought Rick Leonard in as well, so a couple more tackles in the building, and a good. I mean, look, God bless Morgan Moses, but Chris, you and I both know he's not 100%. He's rarely 100% by this time of the season. Gives everything he possibly can, because he won't come out of the game.
Yep. Yep.
You know, no matter how banged up he is.
Yeah. So. There was a year, I think it was 17 or 18, Pete. I don't know if you remember this, but literally every game he was rolling around and down on the turf and never came out.
Saw him get up slow after a play the other day, and I'm like, oh, this is worth watching. But, of course, he gets right back up, and he goes right back into the huddle. Let's get back out of the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Ben's in Rockville. Ben, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm actually going to give the edge to the Redskins, so I agree, due to Alex Smith and his amazing recovery, and the guy's amazing. But honestly, I would not count out the Giants. As we have a famous saying for the Yankees, offense wins games, defense wins championships, and they're not half bad. I was shocked, actually, being a Giants fan and a Yankees fan. But also, Chris, by the way, congratulations on your son's graduation.
Oh, thank
considering
you.
Considering it's Giving Tuesday, I saw it on your Twitter, considering it's Giving Tuesday, I highly suggest everyone donate to, I believe, Chris's charity, or Russell's charity, or Rooster's charity is JDRF. I think he's got a couple other ones.
But yeah, JDRF or the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. That's very sweet of you. That's very nice.
Considering it's Giving Tuesday, I highly recommend everybody donate to that charity. That's one that I highly support. But, yeah, then again, as I said, offense wins games, defense wins championships. Even with Colt McCoy for the Giants, he's a reliable backup, which is what you need in the league. And, you know, you can win a game with points, but then again, defense in the end matters. We saw with the Seahawks when they won that one Super Bowl, defense really does matter. In fact, Madden made an entire thing with the thing. I can't remember who was on the cover for that Madden season for the Seahawks, but when they won, it changed everything for the video game industry, for Madden. Defense really does matter. If you have good defense, offense is completely negated. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it's completely negated, but Ben, thank you very much for the kind words. And the sentiment, I think, is true, right, Pete? Even in a offensive league where average scoring is 25 plus points a game, it's up from, you know, a couple of years ago it was in the mid 22s. I think last year was 23.6, I want to say, if memory serves me correct. So it just keeps going up. We know the rules are absolutely created for more scoring, more points, because points and touchdowns and bombs and all that stuff for sexy. We all know that. But ultimately, if you can stop somebody on defense, if you can stop somebody's offense, or at least control them and bottle them up and maybe bend but don't break, Patriot style, where you give up a lot of yards and it doesn't always look pretty, but then you keep them out in the red zone, you know, you can absolutely, in a scoring league, in a scoring era where touchdowns, again, are flying off the shelves like discount deals, you can absolutely still win a lot of games. And that's it's fun. It's so weird when you see teams change, right? Like the Seahawks last night. I mean, I was going over this on my show last night after you were done, Pete, after in the 7 o'clock hour when we were talking about the game. I mean, their defensive statistics are not good. They're awful when it comes to stopping the pass, and also in terms of overall points allowed and all that stuff, right? They're only good in one area, and that's run defense. That's it. And okay, that's fine. You're not going to be perfect all you want, but it's amazing to see how a Pete Carroll team is so bad defensively, especially against defending the pass, and yet here they are. They just keep winning. They just keep doing. And it's because they've changed with the times and they've adopted, obviously, what they never necessarily adopted, which is a strong offense around a strong defense. They were never able to get it all on the same page necessarily. And now they have a strong offense and a very suspect defense.
Well, I mean, to Ben's point, though, Washington, 7th in total defense. The Giants are 11th. Washington 7th in scoring defense, the Giants are 10th. So if defense indeed does win, then that category Washington. Tilts toward Washington slightly,
right,
in that matchup as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Even
good
though
point. Yeah,
just unbelievably the Giants found a way to win both games, and that is a huge nugget in the Giants' favor right now, and still could be the reason this ends up with the Giants more so than anything is that tiebreaker. Let's go to David and Tyson's. David, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey,
love
David.
The show. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
I really do think that the football team is best positioned to win the division, and that scares the living mess out of me, because I really want them to get a high draft pick. They need a quarterback. I really want Ron Rivera to be able to pick his guy, and I really love this kid, Zach Wilson. And Kyle Smith has done a really awesome job. And I just think one more year of having higher picks in each round would be significant.
What if Kyle Smith isn't the guy that's making the picks next year?
Yeah, no, like he right.
I mean, he could leave.
Promote him, then he might not be around.
Yeah.
So I really do hope that they promote him. But no, I think winning the division, you know, it's short sighted. It feel good, but we were going to get demolished in the first round. I'm worried. I think winning the division would be completely catastrophic, because they win the division, then they're picking most likely 19th, and there's a murderous row of teams that need quarterbacks. If you look at all the teams picking in front of them, so even other guys like Mac Jones and Kyle Trask, who I do like, I don't even think they'd be around for them that late.
They wouldn't be. First of all, Jones or Trask. Trask is no way he's around at 19. Mac Jones seems to be finally catching the eye of people, and he might not be available at 19 either. It all depends on what kind of a run. I mean, I saw a report today, I read this morning, that Jacksonville has allegedly become enamored with Wilson, and right now they're picking two. Right now they're picking number two. So, you know, I mean, if where Washington is going to pick, you know, I would like Trask at that point if they could get there. But I also believe, I mean, again, there's a guy that I think could be available in the second, maybe even early third, that I think would serve a heck of a purpose for them, and that's Shane Buechel out of SMU. So you could address another significant need if it be on the offensive line. Though, again, if you're at 19, to me, you may not have any of the tackles. Sewell, Cosme, the kid out of Michigan, Leatherwood out of Alabama, all four of those guys could be gone by 19. So then you'd really be looking around at best player available maybe at that point. So that's the frustrating thing about winning and picking at 19. But like I said, somebody's got to win the division. And at this point, You might have to favor Washington unless Daniel Jones can get back quickly for the Giants.
But I would just quickly add, and I know we got to go to break, there's no guarantee even if you don't win the division and you're at 8 or 7 or wherever you wind up that you're going to get the quarterback. You'll get a quarterback, but there's no guarantee that the quarterback you want is available at the spot that you pick, right? So, you might as well not worry about it and let the chips fall where they may and try and do what you're supposed to do, which is try and win games.
I think it's going to be interesting here, and we'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. Zach Wilson on the way up. I wonder what it's going to do to Justin Fields. I think people, after watching the Indiana tape, finally saw, you know, him look mortal, and maybe some opinions are changing. Whether that's right or wrong, we can discuss that. We'll get back to the phones, though. Bob in Silver Spring will start us off when we return. It's Pete and the Rooster until 6, or make it until 5:45, right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Nothing better than Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies on a commercial break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now you can do all you want, pal.
Pete, really?
Give me an entire box.
Pete, if we're going to do Girl Scout cookies and inhale all of that sugar and chocolate and all that bad stuff that we're not supposed to like and enjoy, and you can enjoy it more than I can, you got to at least go with the ones with the peanut butter in it.
I like those.
Oh, those are the best.
I like those.
I don't even remember what they're called, but they're the best. Way better than Thin Mints. Thin Mints are so overrated.
For some reason, because my daughter's troop has not started selling theirs yet, but one of her field hockey teammates, their troop did. So we bought a couple boxes from her. And like in our local area, they changed the name of those, the peanut butter ones, to something else. But
I think they were Tagalongs. Is that what they were?
That's the national name.
Okay.
Thin Mints, my friend, Thin Mints still rock the Casbah.
Thin Mints, I don't get – I got to be honest with you, okay? Anything mint, like mint ice cream, mint brownie, I mean, it's fine. It's okay. It's interesting. It's just not like – I don't get the fascination. Certainly not my thing, but I don't get the nationwide fascination. Like, I remember when my daughter Natalie was in the Girl Scouts, Grant Paulson, I think, bought I want to say maybe it was 20 boxes of Thin Mints and literally put them in his freezer.
That's what I do. Yes, I just pulled them out. My daughter and I do that.
But I'm not saying that they're the same thing. I'm not. But the Thin Mints often remind me of one of the most disgusting pieces of chocolate candy, whatever you want, and that was the York peppermint thin patties or whatever the hell it was when we were kids. Oh, those were awful, and that's what it just too often reminds me of. No file on those?
I understand why you and Paulson have been pretty decent friends. I know y'all were on the same beat for a while, yeah. and y'all got to be buddy-buddy, and y'all's taste for food has has just rubbed off on each other. Give me a frozen peppermint patty, a frozen thin mint, anytime.
No. Pete, that's being silly.
No, it's not.
That's being
it's
silly,
just
Pete.
It's just liking food that tastes really, really good.
No,
let's go to Bob in Silver Spring. Bob, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hi. I was just wondering, how close to getting the Washington football team, that's crazy as it sounds, to a playoff-caliber team, like not just like a wild-card team that's just thrown in there, like a solid 10-6, 11-5 team. They seem to have all the pieces there. They just need the quarterback. I think Ron Rivera just needs to get his guy in the draft. What's your take on it?
All right, appreciate it, Bob. Appreciate the call. Look, I mean, Terry McLaurin has certainly elevated his play to number one wide receiver mm-hmm. status. I mean, it's a guy that's averaging 9.4 per target for this team at this point, which means they are they are trying to shove it down the field a little bit more to him. And when you look around the league, and you look at the top guys right now, of the people that are in the top 15, top 16 in the league in terms of receptions this season, Terry McLaurin and Alvin Kamara are the youngest two guys at age 25. Everybody above them, 28, 27, 28, 27, 28, 31, Travis Kelce, 26, 26, 27, 28. So they are in really good shape there. In terms of having a young receiver at that spot, and it certainly makes it now appetizing. Chris, you got in the offseason here. There's a guy that's going to be a free agent here in the offseason who's 24 right now that would be an interesting add alongside him. The question is going to be price. And I think because of some other players on his team, it may have driven the price down, actually, in this offseason. Somebody like Juju Smith-Schuster, who I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
You could certainly look there. You've got what you hope is Kelvin Harmon coming back from a knee injury, but there's no guarantee that the player comes back to a higher level of performance, at least early when he returns. So that's a spot that looks a little bit better now than it did at the start of this season. But where else do you have to go for a number one at that position to get you to 10-6 and 11-5? Because as I say, Dak Prescott's coming back for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to make them better. I don't think Philadelphia is going to be, a MASH unit next year. You certainly would think that. And the Giants are going to add Saquon Barkley back next year. So this division is not likely to be quite the train wreck it is right now. So you're going to have to go out and improve. Where's the biggest need of a number one at that position?
Well, I still do think they're going to add a veteran receiver and a high target. I mean, you mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, Allen Robinson is a free agent there and is going to be, and certainly somebody that warrants consideration. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of time to get into this. But I think outside of that, which, again, I do think they will still spend reasonably, if not heavily, on that position to try and take pressure off of Terry and to add a dynamic ability to this vertical offense, especially because that's where the league is, number one. And number two, if something, God forbid, were to happen to Terry, then at least you have somebody else of high quality of value on the other side to carry you while Terry is out. But the other positions that I would look at, I think they're happy with Logan Thomas. Now you got to re-sign him. But I think they're happy with Logan Thomas. I don't see them spending free agent dollars or heavy free agent dollars, maybe on a blocking type, maybe at that position. But really, Pete, when you look at it, I think you're going to have to spend, probably significant money at either left tackle or right guard in terms of re-signing Brandon Scherff. And if you re-sign Brandon Scherff, then obviously it would shift to left tackle, I would assume. And if you somehow can re-sign Brandon Scherff and maybe you don't go crazy in free agency at left tackle because your thought is, well, if the quarterback of our choice isn't there, then maybe we'll go for the left tackle and solidify that. Then maybe you can look at reinvesting some of that money again at either left guard or center because Chase Roullier is a free agent and Wes Schweitzer is just a guy. You know, so to me, I would expect wide receiver to still be number one target in terms of dollars, and number two target would be in general offensive line. But I think it kind of depends on what the situation is with Sheriff as to where the money on the offensive line goes.
All right, we're powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Big one in college hoops tonight. Kentucky just lost to Richmond at Kansas, and the Jayhawks, number seven in the country. The under 146 is a five-star bet in the BetQL model. Coming up tonight, they project 140 points between the Jayhawks and the Wildcats coming.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Up tonight. Bonk's got an update right here on 106.7 The Fan. Back 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. You know, sports and the Rooster with you till 5:45. College Hoops coming up tonight with Georgetown and Navy. Rich Fotkin will have the call here on The Fan coming up tonight. We're powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And if you are a betting person, what does Washington need to address first with a number one at a position the most? Offensive tackle, quarterback, linebacker certainly has to be on the wish list. Greg on social media says the Washington football team needs to spend big money next year while so many of their best young players, Chris, are on rookie deals. And, you know, usually, you don't want to overspend for free agents, but at least right now, while some of your best players like McLaurin, like Gibson are on rookie deals, maybe it is an advantageous time to spend a little extra money in the offseason. Keeping in mind, by the way, it figures Washington finally getting out from that catastrophic salary cap issue with the NFL. This is really finally the first year they've been able to get out from underneath of that. And the salary cap's probably going to go down about $20 million.
Yeah, figures. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, though, you know, from this standpoint, Pete, if you have, you know, if you look at the Washington salary cap for next year, there's a chance that they could have still, even with it going expected to go down 20, 25 million, there's a chance they could have 65 or 70 million when they start the league year, assuming that they don't do an extension or I should say a new deal with Brandon Sheriff before that, right? Because they're in actually really good shape. The problem is, again, if you have to keep Alex Smith at $23.5 million for next year, and if you then do a long-term contract with Brandon Sheriff, and if you do, say, a new contract with, I don't know, Ronald Darby, you know, now you're talking about different parts of that surplus, if you will, being eaten away at. But right now, just using these numbers as an example, okay, the overthecap.com has them at $50 million worth of cap space with Alex Smith's money. It would be, you know, obviously, I originally counted Alex Smith out for next year, figuring that they would move on from him. So I was using an operating number of around $70 million. But they have, like right now, including Alex Smith's 23.3 cap number, they would have $50 million according to Over the Cap. And I think Over the Cap is shooting for a projected $176 million in terms of the cap, I believe, is what they're using. You know, of course, you have a lot of money on guys like Landon Collins. We talked about Morgan Moses. Of course, you have money. Chase Young's cap number jumps up to almost $8 million next year, more than Matt Ioannidis's. Kendall Fuller's cap number is $13+ million. And you mentioned you have some of these young guys, right? You're going to need to do a contract, a long-term contract for Jonathan Allen, who's been great of late. You're going to have to start thinking about a long-term contract for a Daron Payne. You're going to also have to start figuring out, okay, how do we fix this linebacker situation, right? Which is still arguably, along with safety, the weakness of the defense, but I don't know how much money you can spend at safety because you have so much money invested in Landon Collins at that particular position. We know that's not going to solve anything, and now it's even more of a question. So they've got some really tough situations to kind of work through, and I just wonder if you do a sheriff deal and say maybe you bring back Ronald Darby, say before free agency or when free agency starts, how much actual money you're going to have to spend and throw around on the rest of your offensive line and as well wide receiver and fixing the linebacker and fixing free safety.
All right, wide receiver, because the best one coming into the season's already signed an extension in Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You're left right now in terms of annual value this year. AJ Green at age 33,
no,
you're
thanks.
Not going there.
Yep.
Allen Robinson would be the next guy. He's making $14 million this year. What do you think that is now in the open market? He's age 28. 18?
Yeah, I mean, if Amari Cooper got 20 on average from Dallas, I would think Allen Robinson's got to be higher than 18. I might be wrong on that, but I don't think people are going to penalize him for being associated with the Bears, right?
So no, I'm thinking. And the thing that helps him, Chris, the thing that helps him, here's why. Here's the thing that helps him. T.Y. Hilton, 31, making $13 million this year. He'll be an unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson's 3 years younger. We know Larry Fitzgerald. That doesn't count. Sammy Watkins at age 28, he's making $9 million. 25 catches this year. Allen Robinson's got 71. Okay? Marvin Jones, age 31. He's got 43 grabs this year. He's averaging 11.7 a grab. He's making $8 million. Does age scare you at age 31 for Marvin Jones? In terms of spending big money, because I think anybody up around $8 or $10 million, to me, that's big money.
Yeah,
at this
I'm
position,
not, if I'm going to go there for a Marvin Jones type or somebody on the wrong side of 30, even though it's not the running back position, I need to do like an Emmanuel Sanders type deal. What New Orleans did with Emmanuel Sanders, a 2 year kind of. I think it was like roughly $11 million per year. I'm not big into the whole 3 and 4 year deal for a 31-year-old receiver. I can tell you that.
Here's certainly an interesting one. Here's an interesting one further down the food chain here.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Samuel, who Ron Rivera had in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Age 25.
You would think that would be a target. You would think that would be a target.
54 catches this year.
Yeah, you would think that would be, you would definitely think that would be something that, they're going to be in. And that's what I'm saying. I think the money is going to first and foremost go to wide receiver, and people are going to be like, wait a second, why are they spending? I didn't quite get it with Amari Cooper because I'm not a big Amari Cooper fan. I know how talented he is. I just think he disappears far too often. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's just my sense. I know people think differently around the NFL, but
I mean, whatever. Will Fuller's going to be out there, but he's got a 6-game suspension, so
yep.
He'll miss the first game of next year as well, and he's been hurt his entire career.
Yep.
I mean, his hamstrings just never cooperate. Otherwise, you're talking like Breshad Perriman, Corey Davis, Willie Snead, Danny Amendola, John Ross, who's trying to put his career back together. I mean, Curtis Samuel, it might be, in terms of, financial value, might be the best guy. Like I said, Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is a bargain on that Steelers roster this year. He's making $1 million.
Yep.
And he's going to make a lot more next year.
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably going to get a minimum, you would think, of $15 million per, right? Minimum?
Ooh, I don't know. Chrissy, I mean, right now you look at him on that Steelers roster. Is he wide receiver two or three with that group?
Yeah, but
I don't think he's one.
No, but I think we have to be very careful. You know,
and
I want
to sign him here. And if you sign him here, you signing him to be wide receiver one or wide receiver two?
No, he's wide receiver 1A or 2 here. And that's the point. I think people are going to be surprised like they kind of were last year. And again, I wasn't surprised that they tried to spend money at wide receiver. I was surprised at who they set their sights on and only that guy. And like they were hell bent on getting that guy. And if they didn't get that guy, they weren't going to spend the money. I think people are going to be surprised that they're going to want to spend premium money on the wide receiver spot for not a number one guy, because Terry is the number one guy. But what they're looking for is a veteran experience, young veteran experience, I think, which is Juju and Curtis Samuel and all these guys that we're just talking about, right? But where they have to give them, the guy that they're signing, money that it's going to appear that they're trying to usurp Terry McLaurin in terms of role, when in reality, I think what they're trying to do is get a 1A or 2, but they're going to have to pay 1 or 1A money, depending on who it is and depending on who it was, to get him here to compliment Terry. And so that's the thing, like with a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster, say he gets, I don't know, $14 million, $13 million on average, right? Which is not absurd by any means, but if 5 or 6 teams engage in a bidding war for a Juju Smith-Schuster, and I'm just
which is going to happen. It's going to happen because the wide receiver group is not that deep.
Well, exactly, which is going to push up the number. And what I'm saying is people are going to look around and say, wait, how could you do Terry like that? Well, they're not doing – I mean, they're going to have to pay $100 million for Terry McLaurin if he continues along on the pace that he's at, period. And they're going to have to do it, but they can't do it until after year 3. So I guess the argument will be some people are going to say, well, why are they disrespecting Terry like that? Why do they not believe in Terry as a – no. It's because they want someone, A, to take pressure off of Terry, and B, in case Terry goes down for a short period of time, a medium period of time, or God forbid all year, they have another answer, and they're going to have to pay a premium, which is going to make the scales of pay justice, if you will, look pretty damn bad, because Terry's not even eligible for a contract extension until after year 3, which is after next year.
Yeah, and you think slim pickings are... at wide receiver, we come back. I'll tell you how slim they are at left tackle. I think you're going to have to address left tackle in the draft, period. Because left tackle, not appetizing at all in this offseason. We'll get to your calls as well. 1-800-636-1067. Washington trying to win the division and rebuild at the same time and learn how to win and all the things that Ron Rivera keeps telling us. We're trying to figure out how they do that right here on 1067 The Fan. And win. In a NFC stacked out in the West, got to figure the East is going to be better next year than it is this year just from health reasons alone. So you're not going to be able to just kind of stand pat with what you have. But how do you rebuild this thing? Even though you got a lot of cap space, you know, what you need to shop for, and it may not necessarily be available for what you need. We just talked about the wide receiver position and how light it is and how a couple of guys could be a little bit of a bargain. Left tackle stinks. Unless you want to bring Trent back at age 33, Russell Okung at age 32. I don't think so. Alejandro Villanueva, no. Cam Robinson, Jacksonville, do you kick the tires there? Or Kelvin Beachum? Kelvin Beachum's 32, so no. Cam Robinson's 25.
That might be the one guy that I have interest in, if we're both looking at, you know, the same list or reasonably close list. That might be the one and only guy I would have interest in.
It's so light. It's so light. There's no one else there that gets you excited by any stretch of the imagination. And that's why I think you may have to go. You might have to commit to. Your plan has to be to take a tackle in the draft. And maybe depending on where you pick, you know, here's the thing. If you have a chance to take Sewell, right. Leatherwood, Cosme out of Texas, who's shut it down for the rest of the season, so you can't watch him anymore. Mayfield out of Michigan, who's played against some really good defensive linemen in the Big Ten. Maybe a Liam Eichenberg at Notre Dame, who's really shot up the charts here of late. Other than that, Chris, I mean, you probably have to look at one of those five guys, in my mm-hmm. opinion, because of how light it is at offensive tackle and free agency here.
But let me ask you this, right? Even if it wasn't light in free agency, but even more so because it is, if you're not taking a quarterback and you're Ron Rivera, whoever the GM is, whether or not Kyle Smith is here or not, to me, sure, you could make an argument for linebacker and you could make an argument for a lot of different things. But to me, number one and number two in terms of draft priority and need, and it's not necessarily one, is quarterback, in my opinion. Number one and number two is left tackle and quarterback. And again, left tackle might be number one in my eyes, how I see it, depending on who we're talking about, depending on where you're stopped or where you're picking, and depending on, again, who is out there, because everybody's just going to assume they're going to take a quarterback no matter what. And I'm telling you, it's way too early to make proclamations because we don't know anything at this point, but people are going to be dead set against that or dead on them taking a quarterback. And then if they take a left tackle, or God forbid they take another position outside of left tackle and or quarterback, and again, I really think it probably comes down to those two, people are going to lose their you know what. They are going to go bonkers because they're not going to look at it from this respect. Hey, you know what? Yeah, we need a quarterback of the future. What if the quarterback we like isn't there? Again, they have this mentality. They proved it with Amari Cooper. We're willing to spend money on the guy we want. If the guy we want isn't available, the hell with you. We're not spending it. You know, they did it already. And I think they did it already on another position, if memory serves. I got to refresh my memory. It's just failing me right now. I believe they also did this again in another area where they said, tight end. That was it. They targeted Austin Hooper, right? They targeted him at a lower price than he got. And he quickly signed. Okay, that's it. We're out. We're not going after Eric Ebron. We're not going after who else was out there that's kind of slipping my mind besides Ebron.
It wasn't
and Hooper.
Much though. That's just it. I mean, that's why they made a mild push at Hooper, whose production, by the way, has just been nowhere near. Cleveland.
Right? Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, Pete. People are going, well, I think that philosophy extends to the quarterback position, right? Again, if you're Scott Turner, Ron Rivera, and Ken Zampezi, why the hell would you want to work with, say like you don't love Trey Lance because he's only played one game in a year and a half, even though there's some skills to develop. Or you mentioned Justin Fields off the 3-interception game, and some people have a problem already with his vision and maybe some other things that he's going to have to assimilate. To if you don't love that guy, why would you take that guy at number eight? Because then you're just in the same problem that we're already in with Dwayne Haskins. They don't love him. Why would you take a guy if you don't love a guy just because there's a perceived need that you have to have a guy? They're not going to operate like that, in my opinion.
Nor should they, to be honest with you. They should.
Even if
not.
You feel they don't have a chance or a choice? Because I think they do have a choice, right?
To me, if you pick, Chris, your first-round guy, especially picking, if they don't win the division and they're picking likely around the top 10, mm-hmm. top 11 mm-hmm. at worst, that guy has to play.
Yes.
That guy has to play. And you know, as soon as we see a run on quarterbacks with so many teams that are desperate to find one now, there's no guarantee that Wilson or Trask gets down to you possibly at that number right now. If one of those guys gets there, and I'm almost ready to accept Mac Jones in that category, almost. But, you know...
You think Mac Jones is a top 10 pick?
No, but I think the he's not going to be the 10th best player in the draft.
Yeah.
But if you are looking desperately for that position.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, Pete. I'm not desperate to do that at that
spot.
See,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to pick that high, that person's got to play.
Right.
That person's got to play right now. Even if they draft that guy, we got to get the break. But even if they draft that guy, Chris, I don't think there's any guarantee that they're going to play him next year because right. they seem to be leaning Alex's way now.
Yes. But more importantly, you have to love who you draft if you're in the top 10, period. And if you don't love anybody on the board, then damn it, you trade down, period. End of story.
1-800-636-1067. As you try to rebuild this thing and try to win at the same time, how do you rebuild it? The free agency in certain positions is not great. So you got to draft that person that you draft around 10 or 11. Does he have to play or can he be a quarterback that sits for a year? Your thoughts, 1-800-636-1067. It's Pete and the Rooster till 545 on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.